This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We still have a long way to go.
We're getting closer. We've still got a long way to go.
With 24 days left in the session, I asked House Speaker Chuck Cleckley and Senate President John Alario to gaze into the crystal ball and make a few predictions about the budget.
I think we can probably answer that a little bit better after we get it off the House floor.
Cleckley says the House is focused on the budget bill, which will be debated on the floor Thursday.
The House's goal is to make sure that we fill up higher ed and that we do everything that we can to fully fund them. We do everything we can to fully fund health care. And at the end of the day, when we send a budget over to the Senate, that's what we want it to look like.
Senate President Alario doesn't expect that budget will leave much wiggle room for the upper chamber, especially with the governor's guardrails in place. The demand for no net tax increase backed by a budget veto threat.
That's the toughest part, and we're working diligently to try to do that. We think if we can make it veto-proof, that'll help us all.
Many House members have agreed to come back for a veto override session if needed. What about the Senate?
We're not at that point, so I'm not ready to make that decision.
And Alario admits the only available endgame could be playing kick the can.
There's no time in this session for us to solve all the state's long-term problems. I think what we'll do is try to work with the next governor and the next legislature to try to get this on a sound footing.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.